Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Yeah!
Damn, Flip, dog.
Damn. Yeah. I done been through so much shit, nigga.
Hey, run that shit up, Chase.
Yeah!
Name him Dot Millie, you know I'm from Philly. I pull out the glizzy, it's hot now. My partners is dumping, you know how I'm coming. I pull out, I hit me shot now. I pull off, I'm dipping them out, but can't tuck the pistol, the tip of it hot now. I wake up, I'm smoking the pot, I might shoot up your brother to hand up a shot town. These niggas dealing and spilling my wave. The shit that I did is okay. Mad that I made it is different, okay. Can't ask for nothing, I did it my way. Flashing and glistening, grinning both ways. I'm going straight to the bank with this. A pound of the gas in the gang with this. A pound of the gas or some drink with this. Nice, I busted tracks on the phone. Cousin name right bust his ass with the chrome. He asked twice and he tagging along. 1, 2, 3 nights on she tagging my phone. I went to hell in jail before, but never been stuck, I just traveled alone. I went to hell in jail before, but never been stuck, I just traveled alone. Yeah, they know that Millie the flies. Yeah, they know that Millie the highs. Yeah, they know that Millie you killing me. Talking about drilling him, I know where to shout. Yeah, all of my niggas are steps.
I like
it. All of my niggas are rep. Try to play us for a dollar. Your neighbors won't bother, I'm killing the steps. Son.
Yeah, that's song of the week, man. Listen, that's that M. Dot Millie. Listen, man, that's the song of the week. But you know what? You're now tuned into me, $1 million worth of game. Now, before we even get started, what you need to do right now, you need to hit the subscribe button on YouTube, like, share, go through all that. I'm Wildo267. This is Gilly the Nut right here because he's a nut. You know what I'm telling me? He's mixed nuts. He's every type of nut that you can think of.
Why you keep touching me, man?
Like, no, that's cool, man.
Come on,
man. That's cool. That's cool. You my cousin. I can touch you. I can touch you, my cousin. This, it ain't no, it ain't like nothing. You ain't going to, you know, hugs and all that touches.
Come on, hold on. Wow.
Like, you acting like you don't like me to touch you. I touch you all the time.
No, I don't like you to touch me, man. Fuck what you talking about, man?
Get little sneak touches and all
Let's
that
Let's not
stuff.
Forget October 2nd is going down.
October 2nd is going down. Detroit Music Hall.
Detroit.
We're bringing out all the Detroit players.
What all you need the Detroit
to do,
players.
What you need to do is hit the link in the bio. Go ahead. Get your tickets right now. Don't wait for it.
Ticketmaster.
Don't wait till the end. Don't wait till it's too late. But once again, subscribe, like, share on YouTube. Hit the link. Buy some merch. Get some of our stuff, man. You know, it's going down, man. But listen, we're going to get to this, man. We're going to get into it, man. Let's get into it, man.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I want to say something. I got to acknowledge something, cuz. One thing about cuz, to all you guys out there, everybody that's watching, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that's watching, one thing about him I'm going to say about this. I got to say something about you. I just noticed him. One thing about him, if he believe in something, if he about something, he's willing to die. I don't care what it is. He's willing to go to the end about what he believes in. He debate. I'm talking about, it don't matter what it is. He stands tall. He stand on his shit.
I'm not supposed to stand on what I believe in.
No. I'm getting to it. He stand on his shit. And it's like, he's willing to go to the end. Like, he's willing to be Gary Graveyard about his shit.
What?
No. Gary Graveyard. He in the graveyard. Like, he's willing to be Gary Graveyard about him and what he believe in, which is understandable. And I don't have no thing about it. But to all the young boys out there that understand, do me a favor. Don't be a dickhead like him.
What?
Don't be a loser like him that's willing to risk it all. He want to risk it all. Listen, he's trying to risk it all to make it to the graveyard. He want to risk everything.
What? Wait,
for nothing.
How the fuck you start to show off with like
no,
that?
No, because I just got to put something out there to the young cats. This dude is a historical dickhead. Do not follow him. Wait. Don't pay him no attention because he's willing to go all the way to the spots. I'm telling you, he don't even know how to avoid danger.
Wait, hold on. So you telling the youth because I stand on for some shit I believe
you'll stand on some dumb shit and be Gary Graveyard. like you're willing to be Gary Graveyard. What, from like, Gilly to Gary Graveyard.
What's some dumb shit I stood up on and I'm Gary Graveyard? What the fuck is you talking about? Who the fuck is Gary Graveyard?
For years, you just been standing on dumb shit, man. Meaningless shit that weirds though. You could end up, you know what I mean, decorating, you know, you'll be a part of the soil and shit. You know what I mean? Be a part of the flowers. You'll be decorating the earth. Straight up.
First of
you
all.
You be on some dumb shit. So
Because I stand for what I believe in.
You'll stand on some bullshit. You'll argue with a motherfucker.
No,
because they ain't cook your burger enough at McDonald's. You'll argue with the security boy. Some dumb shit.
Listen, if I believe in that you're shit, I am, you right. I am willing to probably die for some shit I believe in.
So you would die about a burger. You just that much of another
if a motherfucker didn't cook that burger, right?
And you want to argue with the security board. I'm paying for it. And I'm telling you, listen. Live to see another day. That's
know,
my mind.
You know how bad I like my motherfucking burgers cooked well done.
Cause.
Don't send me out no medium rare burger, man. I'm willing to die about that
but
shit.
But how would that play out knowing that? How do I say goodbye? We all at your funeral. Niggas crying and all that shit. Motherfuckers mad. We crying and shit at your funeral. All because you a 51-year-old tough guy.
I ain't
and
fucking
you died,
51.
You died about
fuck
a fucking
out.
Burger. You want some nut shit.
First
like, you willing to go out about nut shit.
First of
like,
all, let me just say this.
Shit,
let me just
man.
Say this. Let me
you
just
ain't
say
no young,
this.
You still think you're a young boy.
Let me just
you
say this.
You still think you was a rapper.
Let me just say
you,
this.
Like, you,
let
you, me just you, say you this. Still think you and your Lil Wayne hype man did.
It all comes to a certain point where we all got to go sometimes.
I know, but I ain't going out. Listen, you think
okay, so me going out over a burger and you going out over a heart attack, what's the fuck the difference?
No. It ain't that easy. But I'm just saying, you going out because you don't have to go out. That day when you walked out of the crib, you wanted to be tough.
No. It's not about being tough. It's about standing on what you believe in.
That's bullshit. You standing on a burger? You want to stand on a fucking burger? That's some real shit to you? Oh, I'm a real dude. I stood on a burger. I'm real.
Yeah.
Like, that's goofy shit,
guys. If I'm paying for my burger to
you
get cooked well,
to see another day.
The fuck out
of here. You're a 51-year-old loser, man. You got to live to know how to see another day on some real shit, man.
You going to start the show off with that dumb shit telling motherfucking young boys I'm a loser. What kind of goofy shit is that?
You a fucking
speaking of roadblocks, that'd be the problem with a lot of black people. I'm just keeping it real. I can't speak for my Caucasian people, but I can speak for my
problem.
A lot of people hit roadblocks and they give up. What you mean? A little bump in the road come? Oh, like you know how many people that I come across that's of my complexion that have great ideas. They come there, sit down there, break down their whole idea, and as soon as they hit a little bump in the road, a little speed bump, a little roadblock, that shit veers their
whole
path.
That's something we've been talking about a lot. We got to keep talking about
that. That shit veers their path. That shit puts a whole detour to their path, and instead of going around the detour and continuing your path, that roadblock fuck a lot of shit up, man. One thing about me, roadblocks and things that stop me, once I get something in my mind that I'm doing something, I'm going to go all the way out through with it. You feel what I'm saying? And I just feel like a lot of people don't go all the way through with it. They don't follow that shit all the way through. Soon as they get a little resistance,
yeah,
it's like, all right, fuck it, this ain't going to work. No, anything that work come with some resistance. It come with some kickback. It come with some the doors just don't never open that easy to nothing in life. That's just the reality of it, but niggas hit a little speed bump. Niggas hit a little roadblock. When you're in the car and you hit a speed bump, all you do is slow down and you go over the motherfucker. And you keep it moving. Because I don't want to go over this bitch doing 80 miles an hour because it's going to fuck my engine up.
Yeah.
So when you in real life, you don't want to go over the speed bump doing 80 miles an hour because you don't want to fuck your life up. So what you do is you find a ways to get around the speed bump. You find a ways to get around the roadblocks and you keep it moving. But a lot of times with people that come from where we come from, they get deterred so easy, man. They get, you know what I'm saying? They have a great idea. They know how to operate the idea. And they just think that every fucking thing is going to go smooth. Oh, everything's going to go easy. Oh, every door is going to open easy. No, some of them doors are going to be locked. And some of them doors, you're going to have to figure out ways to get in.
The bottom line, you got to have a mean pivot game. It's just like playing sports. You know, Barry Sanders, one of some of the greatest running backs of all time, made him greatest. They was able to see the holes on the field. Sometimes they run into, roll back around. And that's what life is about. But it's like a lot of shit is going to come your way. And I think a lot of times where we come from, shit, like you said, people break down or they take the alternative route, which sometimes be the streets.
Absolutely.
Like, damn, man, this job shit ain't working for me, man. I went to three job interviews. They ain't fucking hiring me. I'm going to get the package. I'm going to make a move. This and the third or whatever.
Not knowing the fourth job could have been one.
The fourth job would have popped because the roadblocks was best for me. Like I tell people, I learned a lot by no. A lot of the times, The position that I got in was because people told me no. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that I took no with like, it made me angry or say, I took no and I got the information out of no. So a lot of times you might see a roadblock and it might be information, which is no, Wilder, we might can't do this brand deal. Why? I'm talking this early when me coming home, I didn't know what a deck is. I didn't know what a proposal was. I didn't know what a lot of shit was, and I was just freestyling. So a lot of no's that came, they came no with the information. It was right. No with the game.
Right.
It was like no. So a lot of people would have seen that as a roadblock, and they'd be like, man, let me just go back to nanny house and go back in the room and chill. I'm going back to nanny house in a room, and I'm on a computer like, okay, damn. Okay, that's what that is. Because I'm asking the person a bunch of questions. Why they? No, you needed a deck. Oh, you needed this. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's that. All right, what's that? Go back. I'm doing my research. Now I know what this is. I know what that is. But I could have been like, man, fuck it, man. I just came on. Because a lot of times it seemed like people from our environment, we'd be looking for a reason, an excuse to do some nut shit or bust a move.
Yeah, and we'd be looking
That's who I used to be. And, you know,
and we'd be looking for a reason to tap out. Yeah. We'd be looking for a reason to not give 100% in some shit we supposed to give 100% in. See, one thing about you is you can take in constructive criticism.
Yeah.
In the black community, we suffer from that shit. We suffer from, like, you telling a motherfucker some great information in the black community, we take that shit as though you checking a nigga.
Are you telling me what to do?
Or you telling me what to do.
Yeah,
when in actuality, I could just really be giving you some information that can change and upgrade your whole fucking life. See, when a person tell you no, it's like, okay, so why you tell me no? Okay, and then once they break it down, then it's like, okay, that makes sense. So no for you and no for niggas like me only mean next opportunity.
That too. Yeah. That too, but you know what it is.
You feel
too.
What I'm saying? We don't take the nose and fall into a deep, dark, dumb depression. You like that? Deep, dark, dumb depression. For all you niggas that's out there on the 4Ds, get your life together.
No, that's cool. Everybody goes through that moment. No, but
I ain't never been through deep, dark, dumb depression.
I'm just saying.
Might have been there. You was in jail with some deep, dark, dumb niggas.
The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections said they taking all the porno books out of the fucking jails.
Oh, yeah, you went through
I was in the 4D. I'm fucked up. I was pissed. Because I told you, I used to buy the 7 porno books for like 20-something hours.
Yeah.
So I had a collection of shit, stashed all of it. But that's another
story.
You
worked them joints out, too.
Yeah, I worked them motherfucking books out. And I used to treat myself. I go on a date. Damn, I ain't going to open that one till next Friday. I ain't going to open that one the next Friday. So I crack it open, sit there, Sally be out of the yard. But that's another story. But
wait, no, Sally be out of the yard.
Sally be in the yard.
You sexually assaulting yourself.
I'm in on a date. You know what I mean?
They said you used to be in there sexually assaulting yourself, playing roles and shit. Get off me. I ain't getting off you. Shit. There's only you in the cell.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's too loud. But you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you really got to, I think one of the great things about me is that I'm going to tell you, young boys, I was just like y'all. That's why I go so hard to try to give y'all so much information, because I was a young nigga that didn't listen all the time and thought I knew shit, and I always ended up in jail whatsoever. I had old heads that I listened to, but some everybody ain't listened to, and people was giving me advice. The greatest thing that I did for myself coming out of the penitentiary and even being in the penitentiary, I became a student of not just the OGs, also the young boys. I'm listening to both. I'm tapping into both. And even out here, Gil would tell you all the time. I'd be telling, yo, man, I ran into this young boy. This motherfucker gave me the game of life. Mm-hmm. And Gil used to be like, the fuck you mean? Young boy, how he give you the game of life? And then I break it down. He'd be like, yeah, young boy on point. He told you something, because it might not be about just journey of life or how old you is. It might be about a certain thing. Like, it might be about an app. It might be about my phone. It might be about, you know, just energy of a certain generation or mindset. And they'd give it. I'd be like, damn, that was strong. Because I'm just open. I'm always in student mode. More than anything, I'm in student mode. People might look at me and say, Wallow, you inspire me, you motivate. That's cool. That's cool. But what makes me be able to continue to do that, continue to do my thing every day, is because I'm always open to game and information. Rather, he telling me something, or rather, little boo-boo when I'm walking out of the store telling me something. It's just about always be looking for new information, looking for new ideas, and open to some advice. Even if it's like, damn, Wallow, why you do this? Or damn, Wallow, why you do that? You see what I'm saying? And I just take it and carry it with me. And if I can use it, I use it. I might can't use 100%. I might need to use 70 or 30, but I use it.
And a lot of motherfuckers suffer from they go deaf once they get that check.
Yeah, that money make you go dumb.
You know what I mean? They get that money, they go deaf, they can't hear nothing. The whole time you was listening to niggas to get to the check, and then as soon as you get to the check, can't nobody tell you nothing.
You got it all figured out. You done this.
Yeah, you done this. Nobody didn't help you. You know, you the mastermind behind all this. You feel me? So a lot of niggas suffer from that as well.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Let's get into the next topic, man. So, I was on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And in this generation, we have, okay, when we was growing up, we had rats,
mm-hmm.
right? We had guys that snitched. But when guys went to jail back in the late 80s, the early 90s, the mid 90s, when they went to jail for ratting, when they came home, they didn't just come back to the same neighborhood that they was in. Before they ratted, they didn't just come back home and hang with the same people. They would come home. They'd move to Atlanta. They'd come home. They'd move to New York. They'd move to Connecticut. They'd go here. They'd go there, and that's because you know they felt like that was the safest thing for them to do. In today's society, you know, you got guys that tell they go to jail. They come home. They come right back to the same corner. You got a different kind of rat out here today. You know, you got rats to where as though they tell, and if you tell somebody that they told, they get attitude with you. They want to go through something. They want to physically harm you because they told on some niggas and you told some niggas that they told on some niggas.
Is that you telling too?
But that's what they tried to say in on my Instagram.
So you a rat now. Girl.
So they tried to say that if you tell somebody. So if Ronnie told on a bunch of niggas and I told you, yeah, you know Ronnie's a rat. They told me that I'm a snitch. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, because I got a bunch of DMs and a bunch of comments that was, and they was like, all of it's ratting. I mean, if you told, and I'm just trying to figure out when the fuck did the rules get changed?
They been got changed.
To tell me when the rules changed, because I didn't know that they changed the rules in the handbook of street shit. Like, when the fuck does, if I tell somebody that somebody else is telling that that's ratting too. No, when I was growing up, that was called informing a nigga that that nigga's a rat so that he don't do no fucking business with him and get caught in the fucking rat trap too.
Mm.
But somewhere along the line, this shit became telling. Well,
yeah.
Y'all got to inform me when y'all changing the rules and shit to the game. Not that I'm going to change minds, but you niggas at least need to inform me.
Why would they inform me?
Because y'all niggas is fucking the rule books up.
The rule book been fucked up.
Like, no. This is all time fuck up. If you tell a nigga that another nigga's ratting, that's like you're ratting too. What the fuck? You, bro, if you would have seen how many comments of niggas that said that shit. And I'm like, no, we used to tell the whole, when we found out a nigga was ratting, we told everybody that we knew that was doing illegal shit. Yo, you know, Johnny took down the whole motherfucking football team. He took everybody down. Don't do no business with that nigga. You don't want to go down next. You know Ronnie putting niggas on the chopping block, right? Yeah, you know Tommy Tell It All took everybody down, right? No, you don't keep it a secret that a nigga's a rat. What the? So maybe the rules have changed for you niggas, but they always going to be the same for me. You know what I'm saying? I was one of the part of the niggas that put the manual together.
You was a fucking nut. You wasn't around back then. You was fucking born, you fucking nut ass nigga. You
wasn't.
See, this one.
No,
I'm saying,
I added to the manual, though. I did.
Shit. You ain't adding.
I added to the manual.
You got to take out the manual when you told on me. No. Marlo, come out. You, the fuck they got us. Get from under the red car. Your sneaks hanging out.
I feel like I put to the manual because I feel like the niggas that came
before.
Well,
you told you was.
No, listen. I feel like the niggas that came before us wasn't as thorough as me. They wasn't as thorough to finish the whole manual without a nigga like me, man.
Since the beginning of life, it been thorough niggas and it been corny niggas. Since the beginning of existence of humanity.
But it's levels of thoroughness.
It don't matter. I'm just saying, like.
I'm just saying, it is. It's levels of thoroughness.
It's always going to be corny motherfuckers going to be thorough motherfuckers. It's always going to be, you know, corny rich motherfuckers is going to be thorough broke motherfuckers is going to be rich broke motherfuckers. All that shit is like, bro, like my whole thing is like, fuck all that shit. What is you doing out here with your life while you here? What is you doing on your journey? That's what it's about.
Oh, I'm being exceptional on my journey. What you doing on your journey?
Oh, I'm being one with the earth. I'm tapping in.
You got a J-O-J.
What's that?
A jerk off journey.
No, I'm not doing that.
I could have jerked off 60% of my life is jerking off. The jerk off journey.
And I ain't gonna front, man. I broke numbers. I broke record numbers, man, just like being in jail, man. It was just like
you think you were the Guinness World record books for jerking off?
Without a doubt.
So you hold the world record.
I know.
How many jerk offs you got under your belt? Like 42,000?
Listen, I ain't gonna front. When I first came on, man, I was going
When you first came home from jail.
Yeah, because I was focused, man.
You was jerking off on the streets?
Yeah, and it wasn't like,
You came home and didn't get no pussy?
No, it wasn't. That ain't the case. That ain't the case. I had, you know.
It is the case, because if you was getting pussy, why would you have to activate your fucking wrist?
No, because this is what it was. I'm going to tell you some real shit.
You were doing risky shit.
Let me break it down. I come home, right? So I come home, I'm dolo, right? And it was a little.
Nanny wouldn't let you get no pussy in the middle room.
No, this is what it was. Nanny used to step off, go down to church at certain times. So once I got the schedule down packed, that's when I slid some action in there here and there. You know what I'm saying? Because how it's going to be, I'm 37 years old, living in the middle room in Nanny crib.
Cranking something.
And I'm
hitting a bitch with the soldier boy. Are you?
And a chick walking in the crib. Oh, yeah, that's Nanny. Like, you live with your, like. Even though they understand, they sympathetic to my struggle.
Right. Be sympathetic to the struggle.
It's the jail joy. That's why a lot of chicks wrote brothers in jail or support, because they be sympathetic to the struggle. Shout out to Sean Hartwell. That's another story.
So Sean called on some bullshit. Like I'm a double back dog. If a bitch talk to a nigga from jail, she's a loser.
Sean, I'm ready to call Sean. I'm going to call.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to call Sean.
Because he bagged Foxy Brown from jail. It came home on the show. It's all a picture. Okay, Foxy Brown was on some loser shit. Then. I don't give a fuck who you talking about. He goes, I bagged Foxy from jail. Well, Foxy FB, I love.
Hey Sean, listen, man. This me and Gil, this $1 million worth of game. Listen, what'd you say?
Is Gilly really accepting
the
struggle?
No, we sit here talking about how you bagged Foxy Brown from jail and she was on some loser shit.
She was on some loser shit.
Listen, the whole thing, everybody, this is Sean Hartwell I'm on the phone with. Hold up, Gil. And Sean, explain to Gil about the gold pen and how you and Foxy connected when you was in jail. We talking about Foxy Brown.
Well, what happened was when I was in jail, I was in a hole for a cell phone, so I wrote that. See, she was in jail. So I wrote her letter. It's not my best game letter. I got my best friend sent a letter. I told her, you know, somebody come, when she come home, I want her to pick me up from jail. I get married with my whole speech. So when she got out of jail, I came out the hole. I got a phone number from my man Don Quan.
Shout out to Don Quan, Brooklyn.
My man Don Quan got the number from me. She was talking here and there and there. You know, started off as friends. You know, so I'm shooting my game every day. I bagged her. She came for the team. She picked me up when I came home. Remember the Golden Girl Show, right?
Yeah, Golden Girl. Go ahead.
Gilly's been feeling about the Golden Girl Show.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And she gave my love down lock dedication.
Lockdown love dedication.
That's big in jail, yeah.
What did she say on the lockdown love dedication?
Shout out to my baby. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday. That's everything to a nigga to enjoy.
Hey, so Sean, let me ask you a question. When you talked to Foxy, she was in jail too?
No, at first she was.
Oh, okay, so no. So then she was at her loneliest point in life too, so that's the only reason why.
She came home from jail and she said that was the struggle.
No, but when you first started talking to her, she was in jail.
Yes, she was
on the bed. All right, so she wasn't on some lonely loser shit. She was lonely. It ain't like she was home on the streets eating. She was in jail too, nigga. You just caught her at a lonely moment. Your pen wasn't that good, nigga.
He said your pen game wasn't like that, nigga.
You was right from prison to prison, nigga.
Hold on, nigga. Oh, don't disrespect the pen game.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Was you on writerfelon.com?
No, I had to go on that shit.
Wallow was on there. He had a whole profile on it.
Hold on. Hey, Sean, was it?
That's a major part of the bit. A lot of niggas on there. Like, they've got a lot of females.
Okay, so why you wasn't on there then, nigga? So you saying Wallow ain't had no bitches? You saying Wallow was on writerprisoner.com? He had zero bitches.
Hold on.
Now these dudes go up there because you know they had a females at one point. Looking for new ones, you know what I'm saying?
No, come on, man. Don't try to clean it up for low. He ain't had no bitches, man. Nigga had to throw his fishing line in the motherfucking water, see what he could get, see if he could scoop a little chubby bitch up out there with some good.
Yeah, but sometimes they got cousins out there in the streets that put the thorn on the bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what? Every time I ask cuz to throw me a piece on the street, he'll say, cuz, they ain't trying to do no jail shit. I ain't gonna front. He put me on the phone a couple times with some, you know. I talked to one of 2D girlfriends one time.
Because,
right?
Sean, guess what? Sean, guess what?
And it's over.
No, let me just tell you something. Sean, the reason why none of that shit didn't work because they wasn't loser bitches. They was like, I'll give them a little 4 or 5 minutes, make them feel good.
I was a player on the phone,
but
too.
I'm not going up there to visit no nigga that's in jail. Only loser bitches do that.
Hey, Sean.
Only LBs
listen,
do that.
Hey, Sean.
I can guarantee you, this nigga here, man, had some bitches coming. He got a different guy.
Oh, he already know I did.
He slammed my name. He had a 63-year-old lady that he scooped up. He had a bitch. She was lacing the shit out of his books. He fucked the level off when she came on.
Let me tell you two things, Gil. That's major in jail. That gold pen, and that the gold pen is your best pen that you
use. Must have had a bronze pen.
No,
nigga.
My pen game was fucking legendary. Listen, that gold pen and hey, Sean, and tell him that your sock for the phone.
You gotta keep the sock
to throw over the phone, man. You had it in your jacket or you had it right there when you're going to grab that phone.
See, y'all niggas, see, that's how you know I'd have been a different prisoner. Y'all keep a sock for the phone. I'd have kept a sock for the lock, nigga. Bust one of you niggas in the fucking head.
Niggas got wax and shit. He was some violent nut shit. Niggas got wax. He was some dumb shit. Niggas, hey, sure. Niggas try to do they big, get their commissary and chill.
You
want some dumb shit, Sean.
All right, we go holler at
I'm
you.
Hey, Sean, I'm going to hit you, man.
But one thing, though, Fox, she looked out for me. I came home,
Jay. Oh, yeah, no, what did she do for you? What did she do when you
I
came home?
She gave me some money, a Louis bag up there. You know what I'm saying? She looked out.
Shout out to Foxy
real
Brown,
one.
Man.
Shout out to Foxy,
real
man.
Real one, bro.
Shout out to Foxy, she man.
And she told me one thing. She said, whatever you do out there, be as a promoter, make sure you brand your name. That's going to get you a long way in the game.
And what else she tell you?
She said you got a good heart. She said the world is going to suck you in.
Hey, listen. I talked to Foxy, though. She told me why y'all broke up, though.
Come on, bro. Don't do that.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real, shit. She told me why y'all broke up, though. I talked to her. She said you came home on some old head jail freaky shit. Tell her I ain't never had my dick sucked from the back. She was like, oh my God. She's like, I'll suck dicks from the back. Like she said you laid down, tell her get anything. She was like, oh shit.
Hey, listen. Shout out to my man. Listen. Shout out to my man, Sean Hartwell, man. Listen. King of the clubs, the promoter, New Jersey.
A.K.A. Mr. Get Everything.
A.K.A. Gold Pin. Gold Pin.
Hey, shout out to all the females that sympathize with the struggle.
Shout out to all the loser bitches.
That's right. Shout out to all the women out there that sympathize with the struggles of the brothers in jail. Hey, Sean, I'm going to holler at you, man.
All right.
Love.
While we on that, shout out to all you bitch-ass rat protectors. Are you RPs?
What's that? Oh, you talking about me? You fucking funny. People that listening.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
But yeah, now
we got some calls you want
to
get into?
Let's go to some of the callers, right? We got some callers.
You said you wanted to take it back to we'll be taking calls. And
yeah, we got some callers, and it's real interesting. So let's go. Let's hear this out.
They're calling and needing some game.
This is Sean Anthony. I'm wanting to know about my relationship with my ratchet girlfriend. Now, let me tell you what this motherfucker did. What she keeps doing is telling me to come back home, and then what she does is she tells me to get out as soon as I get there. Now, I don't like it one bit, but the bitch keeps playing with my intelligence. In other words, she's drawing. Okay, call me and let me know, because this motherfucker's on the other line calling me not right now. Call me Sean Anthony, okay?
What game? What you got to tell Sean Anthony?
I mean, she tell you to come home and then she tell you to roll out. You know, you got to tell a bitch that, you know, at the end of the day, she got to make her mind up of what she want. Either I'm coming or I'm going, baby. You hear me? Either I'm staying or I'm leaving. You know, one or the other, pick, bitch.
But obviously he like it if she telling him, like, and he keep rocking with it. Well, you know, sound like he an older cat.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes motherfuckers be old and they just be stuck in their ways and they really just waiting for their partner to die so they can move on. You know, it's like sometimes you be with a motherfucker so long, it's easier for you to wait for them to die than to be like, bitch, I'm leaving you.
Damn, so do you think that's the situation, John Anthony?
John Anthony is in a situation where as though every day he wake up and he look to the side, he like, bitch, God ain't take you in your sleep last night, bitch. Like, it's a lot of motherfuckers in miserable relationships.
Why people don't walk out of the miserable relationships? It's just the fear of starting over?
It's the fear of starting over. A lot of times it be the fear of not being able to do everything financially on your own. Because, you know, sometimes you get into a relationship with a person and, you know, the bills is broken down. The lifestyle is broken down. The family is broken down. A lot of motherfuckers is still with their baby moms just because of the kids. I don't want to not be in the household when my son is growing up and somebody else is raising my son. So they just go through all the bullshit their baby mom put them through. So it'd be multiple reasons of why people be in fucked up situations, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like that situation, like, first of all, if me and Toot been together, how she going to... You can't tell me to get the fuck out. The fuck you talking about? You get the fuck out. The fuck you talking about? Get out. How the fuck I'm going to get out of a house I pay the fucking bills in? No, you got life fucked up. So to me, Toot telling me some shit like
what
that.
What did she call JL on you? Johnny Law.
Well, it don't matter. When Johnny Law get there, my name on the shit. I didn't put no hands on you. You ain't physically fucked up. Said Johnny Law can't do nothing but to
get. Johnny Law said, "Well, you sleep on the couch, son.
I'm still in the house. it don't matter. You know what I mean? For me, when you do grown man shit and a woman tell you get out, the bitch just exercising her tongue, man. Bitch tongue needs some exercise, man.
I'm out here paying all these bills, right. Playing my motherfucking part.
Right, you know what I mean? Bitch scream out, get out. It's like, okay, your tongue going to LA Fitness right now. Your shit need a little exercise. You trying to get your tongue in shape because that shit don't make, I'm not leaving.
The fuck is you talking about?
I'm not getting the fuck out of my house. So you just, you tongue wrestling trying to get your shit in shape. Yeah. I understand that women like to tongue wrestle and get their tongue in shape. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, obviously he, what's his name?
John Anthony
is a little fool to fuck off. John Anthony probably pay all the bills. There she keep putting John Anthony the fuck out. First of all, you know they got two first names, man.
Yeah. Two first names is crazy.
Yeah, John Anthony. That's like you being Wallace Steve. Like,
well, let's go on to this next one.
Man, sure, man. Jersey. Just trying to get some advice from you, listen, got a bitter-ass baby mom, okay? Bitter-ass baby moms, right? You feel me? Right now, I'm currently living in Texas, you feel me? Yeah. You feel me? Came out here to better myself so I can get certifications for my career, you know what I'm saying? So I'm out here, you know what I'm saying, trying to handle business. But the whole time I'm out here, my being is not trying to have me talk to my daughter whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? She's not even allowing my mother to see my daughter. She's not allowing nobody to see my daughter, which is out in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? So, me, I'm sitting here trying to figure out what I should do, as in taking the next step on, should I take this shorty to court? Should I just wait it out and still try to be in my daughter's life? What should I do, OG? You feel me? I don't know, man. She just being bitter, not having me, not letting me talk to her, not letting me do nothing. You feel me? So I just need to know what's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm all the way out in Texas. I'm trying to talk to my daughter every day. She's not even around. So
all right, I get the point. You know what's so sad about that is that you got all these women that push the narrative of
niggas ain't shit.
And then you got niggas like him that's out here that's trying to be a part of their kid life, trying to be a part of the upbringing of his child. And then you got bitter bitches who probably mad because he don't fuck with her no more. He don't, because from the sound of things, this niggas is a good nigga. Anytime you up and you move and go to a different city to try to get certifications and certificates and do things to better your life, that number one shows me that you not on no goofy shit out here.
Mm-hmm.
You really trying to do the right things out here. You heard the pain in the man's voice when he like, she don't let me see my kids and shit, like my child, like I'm all the way out here in Texas. She don't let nobody. So like for all of the babas.
What you would have done?
See, my kids is a little different. You know what I'm saying? We grew up in a different era. You know what I mean? I'm a little different too.
What you mean?
I don't even think none of my kids' moms would even play with me like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Why are you always thinking you super nigga? Like you just think you super nigga.
Like that wouldn't happen to me. No, I wouldn't dare do me like that.
No.
You was a regular nut ass nigga too.
No. What I'm saying is because let me just tell you something. A lot of niggas go through this. A lot of niggas go through what they go through with their women because they wasn't checking them bitches from the beginning.
Yeah.
See, I'm gonna put the checking down.
I can see that.
And if you don't respect the checking, then you got to get to stepping.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, you ain't gonna never be the alpha in this situation. You ain't never got to worry about that. Most of the niggas who be those type of niggas, that's because the bitch that they fucking with is the alpha. Anytime she get mad, she go off on you. You tap out even when the bitch run, babe, I'm sorry, babe. All right, chill, babe. I ain't trying to argue, babe. No.
Yes, sir.
If a bitch wrong, I'm going to tell you you're wrong. I don't give a fuck about you getting excited. I don't give a fuck about you screaming. Bitch, you're wrong. You can go suck a dick from the back. You're wrong.
Whoa.
Fuck is you talking about? I'm not tapping out when a bitch is wrong. Because when I'm wrong, I'm able to look myself in the mirror. I'm able to look myself in the eyes accountable. And say, you know what? I was wrong. And I'm able to go back and say, you know what, babe? I was wrong. You was right. You had a point. You had a valid point. So if you wrong, you got to be able to do the same. And if you can't do the same, I'm never tapping the fuck out. Bitch, go suck a dick from the back. You was wrong. You ain't going. I don't give a fuck about how pretty he is. It's a bunch of pretty bitches out here. I don't give a fuck about how good your pussy is. There's a bunch of great vaginas out here. You just got to go find one. Niggas get caught up for all the wrong shit. No, I'm going to tell a bitch when you're out of pocket like a pistol in a robbery. I'm going to let you fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of niggas go wrong at. They be scared to check a bitch. No, because at the end of the day, checking is just a form of correcting. Tootie done checked me a bunch of times. And I'm cool with that. Because when you do something that ain't supposed to be done, you're supposed to get checked. That's cool. Ain't supposed to be no ego involved when a nigga checking you and they telling you some real shit. That's why we our glow up is so amazing. He could check me at any time. I could check him at
any time. And I do that every day. Sit your dumb ass down, nut ass nigga.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
For GP, I check him for sport.
You don't like he check me, nigga.
Kick him in his ass. Go sit the fuck down.
I'm hyping that shit up for the podcast. I check you, nigga.
Fuck out of here, you nut ass nigga. Check his dumb ass. Go sit your goofy ass down, you G.
So at the end of the day, man, to all the youngins out here, you know, find somebody that's compatible for you, man. Find somebody that like, if you arguing a month into the relationship, what the fuck you think you're going to be doing 6 years into the relationship? If the bitch is disrespecting you 2 months into the relationship, what the fuck you think going to happen 2 years into the relationship? This shit ain't going to get no better. Let me just tell you something. The girl that you first meet that's putting that fucking front on to try to book you in, it don't never get no better than that chick you first met. It only goes fuck downhill from there because you find out who the fuck they really is after they get to know you. See, when you first meet them, everything's a go. They excited. They happy. You are new. You're something new. You come over. They want to usually the bitch in bed by 11. Now bitch up to 2 in the morning watching shit with you doing shit she never do. That ain't the person that you really with. You don't find out the person you really with until they get comfortable to where though you can walk in the bathroom, she in their legs copped over, she shitting. She have a whole conversation with you, ass smelling like motherfucking African wolf pussy. She don't care. See, that's when they comfortable. When they get to that point, that's when you get the true person. That's when you're like, damn, you didn't even really cuss the first 9 months I met you. Now, bitch, that's all you do. Like, I thought you didn't go out. Fuck is you doing at a $2 bar down fucking Southwest?
And after hour, the back alley Bob's.
Fuck you doing that DJ Boo back alley after hour at 5 in the morning called the alleyway. Bitch, don't nothing go on down there but drinks and shootings, bitch. Fuck is you talking about? That's DNS, bitch. I ain't talking about Daryl Shulers. I'm talking about drinks and shootings, bitch. Fuck is you. So a lot of times, you know, find you somebody that's compatible with you, man, and don't rush, man. A lot of people be rushing into relationships, man. Motherfucker be with a girl for 2 months and now we the power couple of the world. And dog, you don't even know this bitch.
Jumping into shit.
You know, niggas dive right into a motherfucking moving car doing 100 miles an hour. They didn't even realize the car ain't had no brakes. Motherfucker had a car ain't no brake pads, no brake fluids or nothing.
You ain't even see it without, you made all these commitments, ain't see it without a makeup off.
Man. Right. Now the bitch take a makeup off, the bitch looking like this.
I had a girl that had took a makeup off. And
you hungry?
It wasn't what it was, but it was a good time.
You hungry?
Back in the day.
What you want for me? Bitch like this, that makeup a motherfucker. Bitch take that makeup off. Bitch be fresh off Monkey Mountain.
That's how you look at without. That's how you look at
it. It don't matter. Either. I ain't got to worry about how I look.
You look crazy. Is you in the top 10 ugliest motherfuckers in the world?
Yes, but see, it ain't about the look. My dick is the hook.
Oh, whoa. I don't even.
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you how I'm blazing. I tell you
how I knew you was in this.
I'm telling you how I got two. It ain't the look. My dick is the hook. You fuckers, you talking about? When you hit the back of that fucking oven? When you turn, see, the problem is if you can't turn the bitch sprinklers on, you ain't never turned the bitch sprinklers on.
But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this before I gotta get to this. This dude right here is like a professional exaggerator.
No, hold on, fuck you mean? Turn.
He always exaggerating, but we're gonna go into another. He's exaggerating. That's all I'm gonna say. This segment of $1 million worth of game is brought to you by Roman Swipes. One thing about Roman Swipes is they're amazing. They're clinically proven, no prescription needed. I'm talking about they're going to take you to places you've never been, because a lot of you dudes never been to them next level places, and you never took her to places she haven't met. You know how many women is not satisfied? Mm-hmm. A lot of you guys can't satisfy her. You know why? Because you don't have Roman. One thing about Roman, and right now, if you sign up, you get $5 for your first order. I'm talking about a Roman Swipes. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is go to getroman.com/game. That's what you need to do. And they're going to take care of you. You're going to be able to, $5 for your first month.
All I'm saying is when you get done with
first order. For your first order, $5. Roman Swipes, they're going to change your life. They changed his life. Tootie was ready leaving. He got them swipes in his life. And Tootie's like,
guess what her favorite song became?
What?
Now believe I can fly.
Yes, it did. See, I'm talking about Roman
now
Swipes.
Now believe I can touch the sky.
$5 for your first order of Roman Swipes, man. Go to getroman.com/game. Getroman.com/game. What are you waiting for? Do you want to make her fly?
Now believe I can fly.
Do you want to see her jump off of skyscrapers and mountains?
And she believes she can touch the sky.
Have you ever seen her jump off the Grand Canyon?
I'm Roman swiping every night and day.
Finish it off.
And I'm a bust a little ass today.
GetRoman.com/game right now. And your first order is going to be $5. But now we got to go somewhere we haven't been in a while.
Stories from the cell.
So, I first get upstate, right? Mm-hmm. I never really tell nobody this joint because I ain't know what the fuck was going on. So, when I get upstate, I'm in a certain prison.
The Pink Palace.
I wasn't able to. So, they put me like in a whole area and I wasn't able to go all the way into the prison because I wasn't 18 yet. Mm-hmm. So they put me basically in protective custody.
Mm. Well, so you was in PC?
No. It's not like that. Whoa. I didn't mean to say it like that. I was in the hole. I'm just saying like, it wasn't protective. It wasn't PC. You thinking about where you voluntarily and say lock up? I didn't do that. I was in a different type. It's different branches of PC.
Who the fuck is that?
I was 17. I couldn't go in the main compound. You can't be out of population because you ain't turned 18 yet.
All right.
So you know what I mean? I ain't want to be. They didn't want me to be fair game. It wasn't like I would have stepped out there. You know what I mean? It was just like, they said, oh, he only 17. We got to protect his innocence or whatever. I don't know what the case was. But I was ready. What? I'm arguing. Well, put me on the main joint. Whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it was some wild shit that happened, right? So I'm in the joint, right? If you was in the penitentiary, you know this is like a violation. So I don't know what it was. The hole I was in was like the bar cell joint. So every time I would go use the bathroom, take a shit or something, motherfucker ripped my sheet down. It was a block worker that used to do it, this old head boy. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Every time I'm like, got this, so, you know, I started taking the shit with the towel and I just be like, and this motherfucker just kept ripping my sheet down off the fucking door. Cause you put the sheet up on the door.
Putting eyes to your cakes.
What?
He was putting eyes to your cakes, like ripping down.
No, I was sitting down so you can't see my cakes, whatever I'm being. But I don't know how every time it was like, every time that, you know, I put the sheet up, this motherfucker ripping it down and shit. And I was like, and the way I did it one day, I wasn't using the bathroom. I put it up to see him, and he ripped it down. That's when I seen him, like, slide to the side. I'm like, type of wild shit this is, right?
He was trying to take your innocence.
No, it wasn't about, I don't know what it was.
He was trying to attack you while you were shitting.
I don't know what it was, but I ain't even going to hold you. It was times when I was in prison, especially when I was young coming in, that shit was some strange shit going on, man. And I'm glad, like, I'm thankful that I was able to make it through. Like, because, you know, a lot of times you see prison and, prison on TV and everybody cool, everything cool. He makes it look cool. Some people talk about it.
Why he kept ripping your sheet down while you shitting, though?
I don't know, bro. I really don't know. He was on some shit. Couldn't get in my cell because it was locked. He didn't handle, you know what I mean? It was locked. But it was like, these motherfuckers, I don't know if he was trying to scare me because he knew I was young. And, you know, under, I don't know. But
did he scare you, though? Did it
fuck
work?
Yeah, he scared me. Because I'm like, if this door crack, what I'm going to do? You know what I mean? Like
door crack, your ass crack.
No, I'm not saying that. But it just was like, man, it was like when you.
So come on, tell us the real story. What did you.
No, I just said, stop doing that. Right?
Hey, can you stop ripping my sheet down, old head?
No, I just was like, yo, like, listen, man.
How old was he?
I don't know. He was old. He had gray in his beard.
Yeah, you ain't. Oh, old head was freaky and frisky. Old head was freaky and frisky. Trying to. Old head said, let me know when it's time to wipe your ass. I got you.
but it was like on some real shit, cuz.
Bring your ass to the gate.
Like on some real shit. You know what would be crazy about this shit, right? When I be hearing dudes and I be seeing dudes out here going upstate, I don't know how it is now. I've been home in some years, but it depends on what state penitentiary you in. I mean, what state you in, because penitentiary is different. Some jails is different, you know what I mean? But it was like, I seen a lot of wild shit. And yeah, I was scared. Of course I was scared. I would be faking if I said I wasn't scared. I was scared. It's a human reaction to be scared. But in the ghetto, you know, it's humanly normal to be scared. But in the ghetto, we try to mask our fear with, no, I don't give a fuck. I was ready. Ready for what? What was you ready for? Fuck was you going to do?
Was you ready?
No. I wasn't ready. I didn't know that shit was going to happen because I didn't even know the sheet. Like, I wasn't ready. I'm going to be real, man. I got to be keeping. I'm going to keep it real with you about this shit because I don't want to get these kids the wrong. I wasn't ready. Ain't nobody going to be ready. Is you going to jail, you going to be ready for
a bitch ass nigga.
So me, let me just say this.
Nigga said, was you ready?
I wasn't ready
for a nigga to be ripping my sheets down while I'm taking.
Because you not think who?
I was just shitting at Danny House in peace. And now I'm shitting nigga.
Who think about all the psychological warfare there? Listen, you don't understand this shit, man. You be having, listen, watch the wire.
Fuck that.
The wire. You be having, listen, let me just explain something to you about prison.
And prison. While he was 17 years old, every time he tried to take a shit, a nigga pull a sheet, he like this. He scared to death, first of all, he did. He got to hide his piece of shit. Yo! What you doing out there?
But listen. Let me explain something to you about jail. You got psychological predators in that joint. This shit is different, bro. You don't understand. Like, you don't understand that shit in there, man. It's different, man.
I don't.
Like, jail is different. Right.
Psychological predators.
Like, this shit is different. like you laughing. That shit is different when you going through that shit and you young. Like, you understand, when I be seeing these young boys that be
how many niggas prayed on your buds?
See, it ain't even about that, man.
How many niggas prayed on your buds? Come on, keep it real.
You would never
keep
know.
Nobody
know. You don't know that type shit, man, because you don't know. Somebody might be your old head, and you thinking that, you know, you don't know. I'm just being real. You don't fucking know.
How many of your old heads you found out was on some spicy chicken tender shit in there that you didn't know?
About like.
What's the percentages?
The percentages about like that got busy, you thinking? What you saying?
No, that you found out.
I'm talking about that's about like 50%.
Damn!
Like, no, you know, because, listen, let me just explain something to you. When them old heads...
50% of the old heads that you knew in jail got busy?
Listen, all you had to do, like, if a young boy is in jail, right?
Nigga kiss you on the neck.
No, if a young boy in jail, right? There's no bullshit. It never fell. And, you know, might say something against that lifestyle in prison, of that, whatever, if they see going on that side, and... Most of the time, old head be like, come on, man, with all that. Yo, head, you did something back in the day, man. That was it was cool back then, man. That was then. So you be like, hold the fuck up. I didn't have it, you know, you didn't heard it.
All right, well, give us an example.
You know.
What happened?
I don't know what happened for
No, but I'm saying, you said you got the old head told you that. What happened? So you was talking to an old head?
No, it was plenty of them. I done said something too. And you might say something because this is how you find out. You might be like, yo, man, what they doing over there, man? Boy, keep sliding in the bathroom. Mr. F3. Come on, man. Mind your business, man. I mean, that was the thing. Oh, you know, the old head dibble and dabble back in the day. I'm like, dibble and dabble with what? What the fuck is going on? And you'd be like,
we over there next.
No, I ain't doing. He ain't say none of that. He ain't say that. But I'm just saying, like, you'd be like, what? Like, I'm talking about gangsters too. You'd be like, so you'd be like, damn. And they hit you with the joint, yeah. But that's jail. Mind your business, right? Basically, they don't, because you might be over here from the set. You might know his daughter. Whatever.
And they don't want you to put it out there. Old head up there getting freaky.
Yeah, like I told you before, I done seen that happen. And
you got any jail secrets? You got any jail?
No, I ain't got none of them joints. I ain't got none, man.
Because by the time you was old, you young nigga. When you left, you was an old nigga, so it might have changed. Young boy, mind your motherfucking business.
Don't do that to me.
Don't worry about me getting my dick sucked. You mind your business. No,
fuck no.
You know what I mean? Don't worry about me being in the showers for a couple hours. You mind your motherfucking business. Don't worry about me drinking wine in the cell.
No, I ain't do that.
Yeah, you know man, you mind your motherfucking business. Did you end up having to put the young boys in check?
No, I ain't.
Young boy, this would go down and hear some jail shit. You mind your business. Don't tell nobody in the streets. You hear me?
I ain't never do that.
Don't tell the streets I'm a freak. You hear me? You mind your motherfucking business.
I ain't never do no shit like that. But I will say this, like prison is a place. If you never been to prison, don't go.
Yeah, but you gonna be threatening youngins though. If you get back to the block, you're gonna feel it's locked.
No, but me, I used to be fucking with the young boys. Like, basically, my main thing that I used to do, be fucking with them, they used to be going crazy because a lot of times, a lot of young boys that would run up on me, I like know their uncle, I might know their pop or whatever, or their mom or whatever. So I would try to get their mind, fuck their mind up so they didn't realize this ain't the place. Like, main thing I tell him, don't need to worry about your baby mom no more. Just chill, just do your time. Damn, OG, why you say that? I'm like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I walk off on him. I'll be in the yard. Damn, OG, I want to holler at you for yard over. I'll holler at you tomorrow. Give him something to think about all night. They see me in the yard tomorrow. OG, they be waiting for me at the gate. Come out. Damn, what's up, youngin? You cool, man? They go ahead and holler at my homie. Oh, no. Maybe you told me you was going to holler at me. But my baby mom, like, what's up? What's going on? Yeah, man, no. I'm just saying, just do your time, man. Stay focused, man. I mean, don't even just stay focused on doing your time, man, and getting back out there, man. Not, but no, why you telling me that? Listen, man, baby leg out there, man. Game is over, babe. You in the joint. Whatever you had, whatever you was doing when you out there, somebody got to tap in. Somebody got to get tagged in and do what you was doing.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Like, that shit don't stop. That thing gonna itch. It got to be taken care of. You know what I mean? Right. So it is what it is, man. But don't worry about that. No, but how do I go about that? Like, and then you'll see a dude go through the phase where they breaking down. You'll see, you know what I mean, talent coming up. Then the visits will stop. It'll slow down a little bit. They go from a week to
twice a month
to once a month to here and there. Then they disappear. And then their mom bringing the kid up. And now you just like, you see a motherfucker on the phone stressing out, arguing, all the shit. They going through all the
shit. How many niggas got, in the history of you being locked up, how many niggas got stabbed about the phone?
Man, a bunch of them. A bunch of rumbles jumped off. Not always stabbed, but a bunch of rumbles jump off about that phone. That phone line, especially when they started the phone, the phone was cool when they just had the collects because a lot of people wasn't rocking them. But when they started the phones where you could pay commissary money and get, that shit changed the game. Because when that phone money dropped, everybody trying to get on that joint at night. Mm. And you know me, I ain't even get on that night because it was too hectic. You know what I'm saying? But everybody be trying, and I just wanted to avoid the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But everybody be waiting in line and hold the phone. My man got he coming from the yard and all that good goofy shit. So, you know. Shit happened.
Niggas was in there trying to claim the phones.
No, it ain't about claiming them. It's about.
So I heard up CFCF right now. They claiming phones.
Oh yeah. They probably could do that up there. There's a different. See, I can't tell you too much about that because that's the county jail versus the penitentiary. The penitentiary is a little more order, and the respect level is a little different. Like just think about respect at its highest form, because it's like, okay, you from Pittsburgh, you that nigga. I'm from Philly. Oh, this dude from Ray and this dude from New York. Everybody from different places, and they ain't playing no games. And it's like, it got to be a level of respect because if some dumb shit go, it's going to go. Then you got that. Then you got the OGs.
Yeah.
Dudes that been down for 42 years. They got a knife that, you know, they ain't doing no arguing with you. The old OGs. And they like, they not playing no games. Mm-hmm. So it's like the respect level is so high because you might disrespect somebody and you got to be in control of the people you roll with in your crew and your team.
Mm-hmm.
Because, if, you know, a young cat from your team disrespect, it could turn into something before you even get to it. And it could be more than what it is. Mm-hmm. So you got to stay on your young. It's like, yo, we ain't with no dumb shit. We ain't minding. Boom, boom, boom. That ain't our business. Stay out of motherfuckers' business. Don't be going nobody's sales. You know how that shit go. Mm-hmm. So it's be like this, then the third. But yeah, man, like that boy was ripping that sheet down, man. I ain't know what the fuck was going on. But, you know.
Ripping the sheet down for a beat down. We understand.
But we going to let that go. But that was
Stories from the Cell.
Hey, listen, man. Make sure y'all go get y'all tickets for October 2nd.
October 2nd. But, you know, there's some other stuff going on. You know, Ye changing his name. I was thinking about changing my name.
To what?
K.E.
K.E.?
Karate Earl.
The fuck out of here, you nut.
Like, I met a lot of people in my life. Nobody was like Earl. Nobody was on just the energy level. Like, it was like Earl could walk on air. He was just different.
Earl was a fucking crackhead, man. Fuck as you talk about. A veteran served in the army, came home with smoking crack and buying hookers. But October 2nd, man.
My mama hated him. My mom told you that dumb shit.
Yeah, October 2nd, man. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Detroit Music Hall is going to fuck down.
Y'all also need to subscribe right now. Subscribe, like, share. You know what I mean? Right here on this YouTube. Do your thing, man.
Appreciate y'all tapping in each and every week.
Me and I was
like that.
Right.